Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Rebecca. Can you believe that storm last night?
I know, Tyler. It was horrible. I stayed awake almost half the night. It was so noisy, all that thunder.
I thought it was great. It's so rare we have storms like that. Still, I hope nobody was hurt, as these things can be dangerous.
My mum saw on the news that power lines had been blown down and some windows were broken. Nothing happened to our house, though.
That's good. What would you do if something bad did happen?
My dad always says to go to the cupboard under the stairs. I'd rather hide under my bed, but I've got so much stuff under it, I wouldn't fit.
My mum actually saw a tornado once. She was terrified.
Did she really? When was that?
She was quite young. It was when they lived in America. She was in the car with my grandmother and they were coming home from school.
They let kids out during a tornado?
I don't think anyone knew there was one. I'm sure my grandmother didn't realise there was a tornado. Otherwise they would have stayed at school. She's quite responsible, you know.
That's scary. But I don't think they're common here in the UK.
I don't think so either. I wonder if global warming has anything to do with it.
Well, it might do, but I don't think we can really know. It's supposed to make temperatures rise, isn't it?
Maybe in some places, yes, but not everywhere. We learned about it in science. I think the point is that it changes weather. But how exactly, we don't know.
So we could have hot weather in the winter and cool in the summer.
And it could suddenly become very dry or very rainy. That's what usually happens, I think.
I guess we'd better learn how to be greener, shouldn't we?
Yes, and not just us, but large factories that give off a lot of carbon dioxide.
I'm afraid it's going to be too late before long. And then what?
Hopefully that won't happen. I'm not so optimistic, though.
Well, let's not give up hope. We should come up with a campaign to educate others at school about being greener.
I'd like to be involved with that.
OK, let's meet soon and talk more about it then.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hi, Rebecca. Can you believe that storm last night?
I know, Tyler. It was horrible. I stayed awake almost half the night. It was so noisy, all that thunder.
I thought it was great. It's so rare we have storms like that. Still, I hope nobody was hurt, as these things can be dangerous.
My mum saw on the news that power lines had been blown down and some windows were broken. Nothing happened to our house, though.
That's good. What would you do if something bad did happen?
My dad always says to go to the cupboard under the stairs. I'd rather hide under my bed, but I've got so much stuff under it, I wouldn't fit.
My mum actually saw a tornado once. She was terrified.
Did she really? When was that?
She was quite young. It was when they lived in America. She was in the car with my grandmother, and they were coming home from school.
They let kids out during a tornado?
I don't think anyone knew there was one. I'm sure my grandmother didn't realise there was a tornado, otherwise they would have stayed at school. She's quite responsible, you know.
That's scary. But I don't think they're common here in the UK.
I don't think so either. I wonder if global warming has anything to do with it.
Well, it might do, but I don't think we can really know. It's supposed to make temperatures rise, isn't it?
Maybe in some places, yes, but not everywhere. We learned about it in science. I think the point is that it changes weather, but how exactly, we don't know.
So we could have hot weather in the winter and cool in the summer.
And it could suddenly become very dry or very rainy. That's what usually happens, I think.
I guess we'd better learn how to be greener, shouldn't we?
Yes, and not just us, but large factories that give off a lot of carbon dioxide.
I'm afraid it's going to be too late before long. And then what?
Hopefully that won't happen. I'm not so optimistic, though.
Well, let's not give up hope. We should come up with a campaign to educate others at school about being greener.
I'd like to be involved with that.
OK, let's meet soon and talk more about it then.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.